The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Apparently we're a sick bunch of people this time of year, Chris.
Just a big bunch of sickos here in Australia right now. We are in the grip of the worst flu outbreak on record, Jules. So this isn't just since last year or the year before. This is since they started caring about this kind of thing.
When you say worst outbreak, like how much, like how many people?
Well, apparently more than 70,000 cases of flu have been reported this year, with 30,000 in the last month. But they're saying it's bigger than the last big one that occurred back in 2015, where 100,000 people tested positive for the flu.
Okay.
What I'm thinking about this, Jules, is this is a bugbear of ours. We often get annoyed when colleagues, friends, just people we know in our lives have a cold.
And they say they've got the flu.
They either say they've got the flu or that they're feeling a bit flu-y. Like they just upgrade their cold willy-nilly to make it sound more serious.
I will flat out say last week and the week before, I had a head cold.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the flu.
And you had a couple of sick days and that's fine to have
one sick day.
Oh, you did have one day. It's okay to have a sick day with a cold. But I think in this modern day and age, like having a cold's not good enough to have a sick day. So people feel like they need to upgrade it a bit, Jules, and say they've got the flu. I'm pretty sure I've never in my life had the flu. Because I've heard what the flu is and I don't think I've had that.
I reckon I've had it maybe when I was seven once.
Yeah. Because the flu, you're bedridden, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've got aches and pains, your back's going all crazy, you've got hot and cold shivers. That never happens with a head cold.
Oh, actually, that does sound like me from last week.
Did you have a look? Jules, I told you you were feeling a bit flu-y, but you wouldn't have it.
It's craziness. Like, are these people actually being tested for it? Like, well, you know, blood tests and then they go, oh, yep, you've got H1 something or other flu.
You hope so. You hope it's not just an online survey.
I reckon you've got the flu. Online survey. Everyone just branded themselves that has the flu.
It's based on like employers who have had sick days. And it's like, what did the employer call up and say they're sick with? Oh, they said that the flu. Oh, geez, it's a bad year for the flu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everyone's got colds. Now, they're actually tested, Jules. These are confirmed cases.
All right, I'll allow it this time.
So they're saying to take it seriously. Get yourself a vaccine. They're as little as $10, so they're not too expensive and could prevent you from getting flu in the future.
What's the other option? You start wearing those masks like they do over in Asia.
Over in Asian countries, yeah. And I mean, people look at you when you do that in Australia.
It's true.
You look like the crazy guy.
You do look like a bit of a crazy person.
The option's yours, guys. Vaccine or mask.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.